Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we've got a stack of research that it really circles around a problem that I think pretty much everyone in the digital economy is feeling.
Whether they have a name for it or not.
Exactly. It's this feeling of, let's call it content saturation.
It's it's the defining feature of the internet right now. All the old barriers are just gone.
Right. I mean, think about it. 10 years ago, the really hard part was distribution.
Getting on TV, a book deal.
Yeah, getting shelf space. But now the shelf space is infinite. You've got YouTube, Spotify, TikTok. They'll take everything you can possibly make. But that just shifts the pressure, doesn't it?
It totally shifts the bottleneck. It used to be, can I get published? And now the bottleneck is, can I produce enough to even get noticed?
Right.
I mean, if you're a creator or a business, you're not just competing with other businesses anymore. You're competing with every teenager with a smartphone.
And every major media company on the planet.
Right.
And that, right there, is the setup for today's Deep Dive. We're looking at a really specific intersection that's trying to solve this exact production problem.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at LearnWorlds, which, for anyone who doesn't know, is a top-tier learning management system, an LMS.
Think of LearnWorlds as the infrastructure. It's the building. It's where serious course creators and entrepreneurs build their online schools. It handles all the back-end stuff, payments, hosting, students.
So it's the school building. And then we're pairing that with a tool called Auto Content API.
Yeah, and the sources call this an industrial engine for content transformation.
And I think that word industrial is really important. We're not talking about, you know, a chatbot writing a poem.
No, not at all. This is back-end infrastructure. And the whole premise is fascinating because it targets this one specific person. Think of the expert, the learner.
The piano teacher or the coding guru.
Right. They're an expert in their field, but now, all of a sudden, they're forced to also be an expert in media production.
That's that conflict, isn't it? The administrator versus the creator. You start a course because you love to teach, but you end up spending 90% of your time just editing video.
Which is a losing battle. You can't out-edit a professional media team. So the real question becomes, how does that LearnWorlds user, someone with valuable knowledge, use a tool like Auto Content API to automate all that heavy lifting?
And how do they, say, 5x their market reach without hiring 5 new people?
That's the goal.
Okay, so let's get into the mechanics of this, because the real friction point here is what the sources are calling the resource gap. And looking at the cost breakdown for, you know, traditional production, it's staggering.
It's completely prohibitive. That's the reality for most people.
I mean, a single high-quality podcast episode, that can run you anywhere from $100 on the super low end up to, what, $15,000 for full studio production?
And a single video is easily $3,000 if you want something that looks polished.
So that creates this strategic paralysis.
It does. Because if your whole marketing budget is $5,000 and one video costs $3,000, you have to be terrified of getting it wrong.
You can't afford to experiment.
No. You script it perfectly, light it perfectly, and you just pray it goes viral.
So what happens is most course creators, they just don't. They pick one channel, maybe a blog, and they just ignore TikTok, ignore YouTube, ignore podcasts.
Which means they are completely invisible to huge chunks of their potential audience.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really where the Auto Content API proposition comes in. But we have to make a distinction here.
Between content generation and content transformation.
Yes. This was a really helpful distinction for me, too. Generation is what most people think of with AI.
Like, hey, computer, write me a story.
Right. Blank page AI. That's not what this is. Transformation is all about leverage. The LearnWorlds user already has the gold. They have the course scripts, the PDF guides, the lessons.
That's the high-value, expert-verified IP.
Precisely. So the API isn't inventing new things from scratch. It's an engine. It's reformatting. You feed it a text lesson from your LearnWorlds course, and it mechanically transforms that text into other formats.
Audio, video, social snippets?
Yeah, it's more like a factory assembly line than a creative writer.
So it's an API-first approach, which, for the non-technical folks listening, basically means you're plugging your content into a machine that just spits out different kinds of assets.
In simple terms, yes. You or your developer sets up a workflow. When I publish a new lesson, send the text to the API. And then the API just runs its jobs. It generates a script, picks a voice, creates visuals, and sends back a video file.
It's like a content team in a box.
Exactly.
Okay, let's walk through the output then, specifically for marketing, because the biggest headache for any course creator is always the funnel, right? Getting people to the sales page.
And right now, the most efficient way to do that is short-form video. TikTok, Reels, YouTube Shorts. It's unavoidable.
The sources call it the short-form imperative, but I have to play devil's advocate here for a second.
Go for it.
We've all seen those AI videos that just look wrong, you know? The eyes don't blink right. The voice is robotic. Is this stuff actually usable for a serious brand?
That is a completely fair skepticism. 2 years ago, I would have said no. Absolutely not.
Deep in the uncanny valley.
Deep in it. But the tech has moved so fast. The API is now using these advanced avatars with surprisingly accurate lip-syncing natural body language. Is it Hollywood level? No. But is it scroll-stopping level?
Good enough to make someone pause on TikTok.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that brings us back to this idea of the faceless channel.
Right. You don't always need your face on the camera.
Exactly. The API can generate a 9.16 vertical video. It uses an AI avatar or even stock visuals, and it bakes in the subtitles, which is crucial since most people watch with the sound off anyway.
But the real kicker here, and we touched on it, is the cost arbitrage. Mm. We said manual production is thousands of dollars. The source material lists the API costs at around 400 credits per video.
Which works out to be about 4 euros.
Okay, so that just changes the entire math.
It moves you from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset.
Mm.
If a video only costs you 4 euros, you don't care if it flops.
You can just make another one.
You can practice what they call creative testing at scale. You take one idea from your course, generate 20 different hooks for it, post them all, and just see what the data tells you.
You're essentially buying data to find out what resonates without going broke.
Exactly. And once you get them to your Learn World site, the API can help there too. We all know about dwell time, right?
How long a user stays on a page. It's a big SEO factor.
A huge one. If they bounce right away, Google thinks your page is worthless. Video keeps people on the page.
So the API can generate little explainer videos for landing pages.
Yeah, like 60 to 90 second ones. There was a case study in the notes about this. Using these little explainers actually reduced their support tickets and increased qualified leads.
Because the video answers all the basic questions before a human ever has to get involved.
And it does it 24/7 instantly.
Okay, let's move inside the actual course, because marketing is one thing, but the product itself, the Learn Worlds course, has to be engaging. And a lot of online education is still just giant PDFs.
Which is a huge problem. Course completion rates for text-heavy courses are notoriously low. People just get bored or they get busy.
I know Google's Notebook LM made some waves with its audio overviews. I've played with it. It's cool. But the sources pitch AutoContent API as the enterprise-ready version of that idea.
Right. Notebook LM is a great consumer tool, but you can't build a business on it. You can't automate it. AutoContent lets a course creator take that dense 50-page PDF and turn it into a multi-speaker dialogue podcast.
So kind of like what we're doing right now, two AI voices discussing the material.
Exactly. Imagine a host and an expert persona breaking down that nutrition guide, maybe making a few jokes, emphasizing the key points. All of a sudden, your student isn't studying at a desk.
They're listening to a show on their commute.
You're turning homework into content. You're making it bingeable.
And that solves an accessibility issue, too. You're meeting the learner wherever they are. If they're driving, they can still be learning.
And that pushes completion rates way up.
Okay. There was another feature in the audio section that felt a little sci-fi to me, but I can definitely see the use case. Voice cloning.
Ah, yes. This addresses what they call the CEO paradox.
Like, what's that?
Well, when you build a personal brand, people buy your course because they want you. They want the guru. But as you scale, you, the guru, can't personally record a new message for every single student. You become the bottleneck again.
So you clone your voice to scale your presence.
Digitally, yes. You record a few minutes of your voice to train a model. After that, the API can generate new audio in your voice just from text.
So a Monday morning motivation audio for your students?
You just type the script or have an AI write it.
Yeah.
And the system generates the audio file in your voice. It creates a feeling of intimacy and connection, but without the time cost.
It lets you be present without actually being there. Okay, sticking with this idea of scaling reach, we have to talk about language. Because a Learn World school usually starts in one language. You launch in English, and that's your market.
And that leaves, what, 80% of the world's population on the table?
So this is the instant globalization play. The API supports over 50 languages. My question is about quality. Are we talking about, you know, bad subtitles or actual dubbing?
We're talking about resynthesis. So the workflow is you take your English video, the API transcribes it, it translates the text, and then it generates brand new audio in the target language.
Spanish, German, Japanese?
Yep. And it can resync the video, too.
Yeah.
So you aren't just slapping text on a screen. You're creating a truly localized asset.
The source has mentioned a user, Luca Ferraro.
Right. He launched his academy in English and Spanish on the same day.
I mean, that's normally a huge lift. You'd need a translator, a Spanish voice actor, another editor.
He did it all with the API.
Ooh.
And the result is you multiply your total addressable market, your TAM, overnight. You don't need a local team in Madrid or Tokyo. You just need the infrastructure.
That is some profound leverage.
Mm.
Okay, but I want to pivot to the feature that I found maybe the most complex, but also the most forward-looking, this idea of retention and deep research.
This is where we move from just reformatting content to what's called agentic behavior.
Okay, break that down for me. What's an agent here?
So a standard model like ChatGPT just predicts the next word based on its training data. An agent is a piece of software that can actually use tools. It can browse the live web, click on links, read current websites.
So it's not just pulling from its memory, it's actively going out and looking at the internet right now.
Correct. The Auto Content API has a deep research endpoint that can access reputable current sources. The docs mention ft.com, sec.gov. It gathers real-time facts.
So how does a LearnWorlds user actually apply this?
Well, think about recurring research. Let's say you run a course on crypto trading. The biggest danger is your content going stale. A video about Bitcoin from 2021 is basically useless today. So you can set up an agentic workflow. Every morning at 6 a.m., scan the top financial news for crypto trends. The agent finds the news, synthesizes a summary, scripts a daily market update, and generates an audio or video file.
And publishes it to your course automatically before you even wake up.
That's the promise. Yeah. So your students get fresh, relevant daily insights. Your course starts to feel like a living newsroom, not a static library.
And that's what they're calling newsjacking, right?
The newsjacking is the reactor version of that. The API can monitor social sentiment on Twitter or X and Reddit. If a topic related to your course suddenly starts trending, it can trigger a reaction loop.
A reaction loop.
Yeah. It sees the trend, it researches it, it creates a quick explainer video, and has it ready for you to approve and publish within minutes.
So you become the authority breaking that news to your students.
It fundamentally changes the value proposition of the course. You're not just selling past knowledge anymore. You're selling a real-time filter for the world.
And that has to be key for retention. People cancel subscriptions to libraries. They don't cancel subscriptions to news feeds that keep them informed.
Exactly.
So zooming out then, we've covered the production bottleneck, marketing funnels, audio, globalization, and now these research agents. When you put LearnWorlds and Auto Content API together, what's the big picture shift here?
The macro shift is from linear production to logarithmic production. In the old model, if you wanted 10 times the content, you pay 10 times the money.
It's scaled 1-to-1.
Right. With this kind of infrastructure, the cost to scale just flattens out. You can publish hourly instead of weekly for basically the same cost.
Which leads us to that final concept from the sources, the agentic web. This felt like the most abstract part, but maybe also the most important.
It's the why this is going to matter in 5 years part. We're moving into an era where the main consumer of your content might not be a human eye.
But an AI agent.
An AI agent. People will just ask their personal AI, go find me the best strategy for real estate in 2026.
And that AI is going to go scour the web.
It's going to scour the web, and it's going to look for structured data. It's going to look for clear transcripts, organized audio, well-formatted text.
And if your expert knowledge is just locked away in a messy video file or a poorly scanned PDF, the AI can't read it.
It's invisible.
Yeah.
So by using a tool like this to structure your data, to create those transcripts, to organize the knowledge, you're not just making it easier for humans today. You are preparing your content to be found by the AI agents of tomorrow.
You're future-proofing your entire school.
You're optimizing for the machine that will eventually bring you the humans.
Wow. That is a lot to chew on. It's not just about saving time editing video. It's about structuring your entire knowledge base for the next phase of the internet.
It's infrastructure. It's not just a tool.
So for everyone listening, whether you're teaching calisthenics or coding or I don't know, quantum physics, the question to ask yourself is, what would my business look like if I could publish in 5 languages every single day without hiring a single new person?
And if you don't do it, what happens when your competitor does?
That is the question. Thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you on the next one.